I'm looking at screens here in the studio, and this people trafficking and the plight of those who are being exploited for a host of different reasons is heartbreaking. But there's an interesting project on here locally about exploitation at a local level, and it includes sexual exploitation. I want to speak to Helen McKenzie. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Helen. This educational project, the Safeguarding Board, sponsoring a play called Chelsea's Choice. It's going to be touring schools in Northern Ireland. Difficult enough watch for some school kids, I would imagine. Tell me about Chelsea's Choice.
Well, Chelsea's Choice is phase two of the Safeguarding Board's The More You Know, The More You See awareness campaign on child sexual exploitation. And Chelsea's Choice is actually based on one way in which CSE can happen for young people, which is really in terms of what they call a boyfriend model, whereby a young girl or a boy meets somebody who they think is actually really cares for them, actually loves them, can help them, and actually turns out to be their abuser. So what we want to do is we said all along that when we started the awareness campaign that we wanted to bring information to young people that could help them to actually look after themselves, and we wanted to bring it in a way that young people would understand. And what they had been saying was, we don't want leaflets. We don't want you to stand at the front of a room and just tell us. We want this done in a different way. And Chelsea's Choice is that different way.
It's obviously on a stage. Young people are watching it. How graphic does it become? Is there foul language in it? Is the young woman pushed and shoved across the stage? Is there a suggestion that she's been sexually exploited by visitors coming to the house? How far does it go?
Well, it is hard-hitting, but it's absolutely relevant to how CSE presents. So it isn't graphic, it isn't offensive. We've worked really hard with Alter Ego Creative Solutions, which is the company that produces it, to make sure that this is done in a sensitive way. But we are talking about a very difficult subject, and we wouldn't be doing our young people or their parents any service if we didn't give them the proper information. But we've made sure, I mean, this play, Frank, has gone out to over 200,000 young people across the UK, and all of the feedback on that has been really highly positive. The point of it is that we can show it to parents, we can show it to young people, and that can ignite that conversation, which is sometimes quite difficult for a parent to say, you know, how am I going to start this conversation about what are you looking at online, who are you hanging out with, what are you doing, what are you saying? You know, this play initiates that conversation.
How vulnerable are some young people that they would allow themselves to strike up a relationship with a guy who eventually will share the young woman with his mates?
Well, some young people are more vulnerable than others. But what we would say is that all young people, by the fact that they are children, they are young, have that vulnerability. So I wouldn't say that a young person allows themselves. I would say that these people who are these perpetrators are very clever. They manipulate, they coerce, they say all the right things to make a young person believe that this is an honest relationship. So a big part of Chelsea's Choice is about telling young people, you know, what is a healthy relationship? What should you expect? You should expect to be respected. You should expect to be able to have good communication and to have trust. You know, you shouldn't expect to just be told what to do. So Chelsea's Choice covers a whole raft of information that not only shows what child sexual exploitation is, but gives young people the tools and the information to keep themselves safe.
Young people are queuing up to put themselves at risk, aren't they?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think that young people are quite rightly wanting to get out there, use social media, use the internet, and it's a fantastic tool. You know, we have to give them the information to keep themselves safe. We know it. We just need to do it in a way that is conducive to young people. I mean, we've all been teenagers, Frank. We've all done things and wanted to do things that maybe as you get older you think, my gosh, you know, should I really have done that? It's the nature of being a teenager. But what we've got to do is give them the help and the advice to keep themselves safe. And we do that through Chelsea's Choice.
Well, if the young people aren't queuing up to put themselves at risk, let me put it another way. There are people queuing up to take advantage of the young people who are online. And The most recent example, I've spoken about it here on the programme, is Periscope. Periscope is a wonderful tool where you can broadcast live and it's very entertaining and there are people doing all sorts of things. They could just be walking down the street and broadcasting the good weather and what they're seeing, or they could be showing an ice cream that they're eating, or they could be having a chat at the side of a football game and showing their kids thoroughly enjoying themselves. But you literally can watch anyone who's on the broadcast mode of Periscope anywhere in the world, and it is incredibly addictive. And I've bought into it, and you know, I'm scrolling and scrolling and looking at every Tom, Dick and Harry doing the oddest of things around the world. And very often you do click on kids who are basically, and they have a little hashtag or a little buzz line that says ask me a question. So if you might just go click on that and ask me a question. Who wants a question asked of them? And it's like a 13 or 14 year old girl who's just sitting there in her bedroom, fully clothed, you know, doing her homework, and people are texting questions to her. Some of the questions may be, where are you? She says, Toronto. What are you doing? I'm doing my maths. Really innocent questions, innocent answers. And then somebody asks a question which is pornographic. And, you know, that child is putting herself at risk.
Well, I think that's the same with any way that you use any kind of interaction, you know, over the internet. And that's what we're saying to young people. These conversations can start off very innocently. You know, you think, oh, that's just quite normal. That's quite friendly. That's okay. But what we're trying to say is it's not okay just to share information or have access into your life, even if you are sitting in your bedroom. And, you know, Frank, that is a really valid point that you've made there. An awful lot of people think that this only happens to certain children who are out in the streets, only those children who are going missing. But this does happen to our children that are sitting in their bedrooms. And that's why it's even more important that we can have those discussions. We can talk about what is your online profile? What are you telling people? Who are you engaging with as a friend online? And would you walk down the street and just give out that information? So I think it's absolutely valid. I think there's a whole host of things that we need to inform our young people about how they interact online. But it's not about scaremongering about it. It's about giving knowledge in order that they can empower themselves. And that, again, is a big deal about Chelsea's Choice. It is about empowerment for young people. We make sure that at all of our performances, we have Bernardo's there from Safe Choices in order that if young people want to speak about anything, they can. We're working with Parenting NI to make sure that we get this out to as many parents as we can. So it's really about covering the whole issue, because it is a massive issue.
It is a massive issue, and indeed it is on at a number of different schools. If you get a chance, or your child gets a chance to see it, certainly from the feedback I got about it, I'm recommending it. Helen, you're recommending it. Some parents might be reticent, but they really should be making themselves aware of the campaign. The more you know, basically, the more you know, the more you see. Thanks for telling us about it, Helen. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Chelsea's Choice, you'll be hearing about it visiting the schools, and it's another learning tool, and I really do believe we need every learning mode that we can avail. I want to speak to Father Jerry Campbell. Father Campbell, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You're doing something interesting, and it has a global... Well, it's not going to be recognised globally, but it does have a global message. Tell me about the run you're involved in.
Yes, I'm doing a run. I'm beginning a run on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 26th of April. And it's going to be from one end of the Archdiocese of Armagh, which is in Newbridge, County Derry, down to Drogheda. So it's 4 mornings from Sunday through to Wednesday. And I'll end up, hopefully, in Drogheda at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning next. And the proceeds are going towards a group called APT. That's Act to Prevent Trafficking. And this is a faith-based group working to end trafficking of humans for sexual exploitation. And APT members belong to religious congregations and missionary societies that are part of the Conference of Religious of Ireland and Irish Missionary Union. And the purpose is twofold. That's firstly to raise awareness of the issue of sex trafficking and to work in collaboration with others for the prevention of the trafficking of women and children for sexual exploitation. So APT is committed to healing this wound and to working towards a society free from slavery in which the inherent dignity of each individual is respected and protected. So that's the organization I'm running for this year. I've done this last year, I did it for Trukra. I'm a member of, representative of Trukra in Armagh, and I had a privilege of going to Malawi last year, so it was for the people there, the village there that I visited. So that's who, so and 2 years ago it was for the ISPCC. So this is my third year, and I don't know if I'll go on for another year.
No, fair play to you, because obviously you're devoted to it, and from an athletics point of view, I'll talk to you about that in a second, how athletic you actually happen to be. But this is so in keeping with what I was talking about earlier in the programme, this latest initiative, because I said I was looking at screens when I was introducing Helen McKenzie and the number of people who are being trafficked around the world and who are being exploited and have been taken advantage of in so many different ways, and very often it leads to child sexual exploitation, and that can happen right here at home. You can be trafficked at home from one village to another if you fall under the spell of an evil person, and that's what the play that I was talking about, Chelsea's Choice, touches on: sexual exploitation of young people locally, and then globally, as I say, it is also an issue. The money that you're raising, the awareness indeed you're raising with the undertaking of the 4-day cross-border run to highlight the whole issue of human trafficking. It's essential that, you know, plays are shown, runs are undertaken, conversations are had on the radio, because we have to become more and more aware of how it's going on around us.
Yes, the more information there is about human trafficking, the better, through various media. I mean, it was actually Pope Francis, in his message for World Youth Day at the beginning of the year, he highlighted modern-day slavery, and he said human trafficking is a scourge and an open wound in contemporary society. And this was followed up by Archbishop Eamon Martin, who proposed that we might ask ourselves a couple of questions, like, where is trafficking happening in our community? What are we doing to actively make Ireland the land of a thousand welcomes and a cool place for human traffickers? I mean, trafficking is, it's now more, if you like, popular than the drug trade, you know, which is incredible.
And sickeningly sad, and that is the reality. And the more times that we can have conversations about it, or indeed support initiatives, or raise the topic, or watch plays, the better, because we maybe at the end of the day can protect the people who are suffering in so many ways. Father, it's good speaking to you. I'm just double checking here from an athletics perspective the undertaking, because it is a heck of a run. You're going to be running on the Sunday from Newbridge in County Derry the whole way to Dungannon. That's a heck of a run. Also on the Monday from St Patrick's Church in Dungannon through to Newton Hamilton in Armagh. On the Tuesday from St Michael's Church in Newton Hamilton to Castle Bellingham. That's across the border. That's a queer jaunt.
And I'm not looking forward to the second day, because that's the hills of South Armagh.
That's a lot of running. And so, then you finally go from Kinsaran and through to St Peter's Church in Drogheda.
That's the shortest, actually. That's 14 miles.
So. Aye, but how fit are you?
Well, I've been running since my early 40s, and I just turned 50, and decided life begins at 40. And I was saying to a few friends of mine that now that I'm 50, I'll... you know, I'll put up my feet and relax a bit. But, you know, for my birthday presents, I got a lot of sports gear. So they were sending a message to me that, you know, don't give up.
Are you sort of a slim and trim sort of a priest, or are you?
Well, I would run pretty regularly, almost every day, yes.
So a lot of you boys tend to put on a wee bit of weight in the parochial house and whatever, but you sound like as if you're bucking the trend.
Oh, yes. Up early in the morning, out for the run. There's nothing beats it, Frank. You know, it's good for one's body and good for one's health. And then, you know, I began to say that, you know, why run for the good of your health when you can run to help others, you know?
So No, fair play. Absolutely. So one of them is just slightly over a half marathon the last day. How far are the first three runs?
Oh, the first three ones, the first one is 23.5. Next one is 24.4. None of them are actually the right up to the marathon, but close to it. And the second, third one is 24.7, and the last one is 14.
How many marathons have you done already?
Oh, 5 marathons.
Fair
and
play.
One half marathon.
Fair play. Father, listen, it's a great way to spend time, and you're raising awareness and, of course, money to help the charity, which is very relevant to what we're talking about today. Good luck with it onwards. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you too. Take care. Bye.
It's Father Jerry Campbell, who's based down in Dundalk direction. He's going to be running some distance the whole way from Derry to Drogheda over 4 days. Fit man indeed.